Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Cresco man accused of sexually assaulting a female victim while holding her captive has filed to have a new judge rule in his case. Court documents allege 44-year-old Bjorn Luster sexually assaulted the victim, restrained her with duct tape and zip ties, threatened to kill her, and put a muzzleloader gun to her head on May 5th. He has pleaded not guilty to first-degree kidnapping, second-degree sexual abuse, and possession of incendiary devices by a habitual offender. Luster's trial was scheduled to start last Wednesday, but after waiving his right to a speedy trial, his new trial date was reset on Friday to September 27th in Howard County District Court. Last week, Luster's request for bond reduction was denied by District Court Judge Richard Stokel, and Luster remains in the Howard County Jail with bail of $250,000 cash or surety bond. Friday, Luster filed a motion asking that Stokel and state prosecutors of his case be replaced because he doesn't believe he can get a fair trial. Luster seeks, quote, intervention by the chief judge or the Supreme Court for a change of judge and prosecutors in the interest of justice. Luster has also asked for his current legal counsel to be disqualified from representing him. He had his first attorney removed from his case in May. The trial date for a Charles City woman on assault and indecent exposure charges has been delayed again. Charles City police arrested 56-year-old Monica Brown in February for domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness. She's accused of assaulting a male victim by throwing isopropyl alcohol in his face and hitting and scratching him. Brown was also charged with indecent exposure after allegedly exposing her breasts and private areas to CCPD officers during her arrest, as well as to staff while being booked into the Floyd County Jail. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office also charged Brown with assault on persons in certain occupations causing bodily injury after she was accused of scratching a jailer on the neck. Brown has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and her trial was scheduled for August 31st in Floyd County District Court. However, on Friday, her motion for a continuance was granted, and her trial has been reset for October 5th. Both men arrested for assaulting the same victim last month in North Iowa have pleaded not guilty. A Floyd County Sheriff's Office investigation of a domestic disturbance in Nora Springs just before 2 a.m. on July 9th led to the arrests of 39-year-old Jordan Jacobson of Nora Springs and 32-year-old Dallas Jacobson of Wells, Minnesota. Each man was charged with one count of domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness. According to the criminal complaints, both men are accused of assaulting the same male victim who suffered visible injuries and pain with several marks and swelling to the face and chest. Authorities say Jordan Jacobson is married to the victim and resides in the same household, while Dallas Jacobson is in a relationship with the victim but resides in a different location. Friday, both men pleaded not guilty, and their trials have been set for October 5th in Floyd County District Court. Schools across the region will start the 2023-24 school year tomorrow. Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver says that means law enforcement will be on high alert for violators of school bus stop signs and safety lights.
When those stop signs go out and those lights come on, people stop. That's all I can say is just stop. That's one thing we take very seriously here in this county, and I think statewide most law enforcement agencies do, that we do prosecute those. There's kind of a zero tolerance in our office for those. So we do our best. There's lots of cameras on those buses that are going to catch your license plates and even potentially someone driving.
Shaver says school bus drivers will also report violators. The new school year also comes with a number of new drivers.
Kids getting their school permits, going to school for the first time, driving by themselves for the first time. So be very cautious and aware that there's a lot of young, maybe inexperienced drivers out there. Those of us that think we're experienced drivers, maybe we're not the best. So make sure that you're more aware. And if you think that you got the right of way, maybe just take an extra split second to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Shaver adds that student driving isn't confined to just to and from school.
They have practices early in the mornings, late at night. They don't get back from events till late at night. So they're going to be out there morning, afternoon, and at night. So just be aware that there's more traffic out there than what's normal.
Shaver also advises motorists to take a little extra time before entering intersections, whether they're controlled intersections or not. It's Customer Appreciation Week at the Charles City Farmers Market. Tomorrow from 3:30 to 6 p.m. and then on Saturday from 9 to noon, Farmers Market patrons will receive a free treat and can spin the prize wheel as a thank you for supporting the market. You could win market discounts or vendor-donated prizes, as well as enjoy a cookie or bar compliments of the Farmers Market. Treats and prizes will be offered while supplies last. Located on Blunt Street, adjacent to Central Park, the Farmers Market is administered by Main Street Charles City and features local growers, bakers, and crafters from the Charles City area each week between May and mid-October. The New Hampton Farmers Market runs from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays, but this week, due to the heat forecast on Thursday, they will be moving indoors to the New Hampton Community Center at 112 East Spring Street. Tonight on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City Volleyball. The Comets competing in a triangular at St. Ansgar. We have had an adjustment in the schedule for tonight's matchups. Looks like match one for the Comets will start at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.